Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, we have today and tomorrow together, and tomorrow will be Free for All Friday. But today I want to concentrate, and I will open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. I have an article here that's quite lengthy, and we mentioned a little bit yesterday about the upcoming State of the Union address on Tuesday, and I know some of you are rolling your eyes around saying, I'm not going to watch it. I encourage you to watch it. I encourage you to pay attention to what's going on. And just like you, it's not that easy for me either. But folks, we've got a nation to save. And if we're going to do that, we have to know what's going on all sides of the aisle. So keep your eyes open. But I have an article here from the Daily Signal, and it is quite lengthy, and I thought I would share parts of it with you and open up the phone lines for your opinions and your input. What is important to you? What would you like to see Obama address, or any president address, in a State of the Union? And what about this minimum wage war we've got going on? I've got a little bit on that as well. So, this says here in this Daily Signal report, and it's from Romina Bakia. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name. And she's written it. 33 policies Obama should talk about in the State of the Union address in 2015. So, she says here, President Obama will give his annual State of the Union address next week. It'll be January 20th. And heritage experts identified 33 policies. Like I said, this is the Daily Signal, so it's coming from the Heritage Foundation. 33 policies in areas ranging from the economy to religious liberty that the president should consider for his 2015 address. She's got economy, energy, foreign policy and national security, marriage and religious liberty, spending and entitlements, unions, and again, the economy she's got, and she's listing them. So I'm going to go through this as your phone calls come in at 877-895-5410. Number one, advanced, and this is under the title of economy, advanced economic freedom and opportunity for all. Well, that's a really nice phrase, isn't it? They go on to explain it's time to restore America's economic freedom. As documented in the Index of Economic Freedom, America has become much less free economically since 2009, with much-needed job-creating entrepreneurial growth stymied by government interference and disturbing trend toward cronyism. As Americans more than ever look to their future with growing frustration in 2015 should be the year of action to put America back on the path to freedom and revitalize its entrepreneurial pulse. Now, let's just discuss that a little bit. There's no way in this hour that we're going to get through all 33 of these. But let's just discuss this. We've been talking about this on CSE Talk Radio for a very, very long time. While we do think that maybe there's some rules and regulations that need to exist, they have put so many mandates and things on businesses that they cannot survive. And if we get to the minimum wage here today or tomorrow, we'll talk about that a little bit. I know everybody would like to make more per hour, but what would that do on the long haul when you look at the big picture? And that's what's happened here. I don't believe it was done in good faith that they have put all these restrictions and such onto to businesses in the United States. But they have definitely stifled and actually killed pretty much killed the freedom here in the United States as far as economic freedom. Now think about that. Think about, you know, I've started a new business and it's been tough. It has just been tough for many reasons, not just things of the government. I don't have a lot of that affecting me now because I'm too little. I'm not making anything. But a company that's actually producing something and trying to pay employees and trying to follow all the rules and regulations and trying to make a profit, they simply have a problem surviving. So, advance economic freedom and opportunity for all. Promote trade and prosperity is the second one they've listed. Obama should announce his intent to conclude trade agreements that reduce barriers to international trade and investments and encumbered by extraneous labor and environmental provisions. Trade agreements must promote economic freedom, not big government. Well, big government is the problem. It is exactly the problem to everything that's listed here. The government is too big. It's got its nose in too much of our business, so to speak, literally and figuratively, and in your personal lives. Big government is not the way we were intended to be governed. Local government is how we were intended to be governed. The big government is there just to kind of bring it all together and keep all 50 states safe and secure, which they're not doing. They're supposed to keep the economic flow going. They're supposed to make sure that it has some value and some common sense. And they're doing the opposite of what they're supposed to be doing. They're getting involved in everything and they're just creating chaos. And many of them, that's why we call them D.C. occupiers here on CSC Talk Radio, because they're up there in their offices cutting deals. Occupying offices and cutting deals. Deals that are not for the best of this nation. Now, we're looking at my age. I'm looking at what is in the future for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and the legacies of this nation. What have we done to our children when we have stood back and allowed big government to take over? The third one she puts down here is improve small and startup businesses' access to the capital needed to grow and create jobs. Startup businesses. Implement the Bipartisan Jobs Act passed in 2012 and reduce costly bureaucratic constraints. Again, the big government, the bureaucratic restraints faced by small and startup businesses seeking to raise capital. Specifically, simplify the statutory small issue exemption. Allow venture exchanges and safeguard the current accredited investor thresholds and reduce the regulatory burden on small public companies. Now, you know, the thought crosses my mind. The fact that we're asking the government to do or not do any of these things is already telling us they're in our business too much. Why do we have to look to them for this? Number four, recognize the federal housing policy has failed. Well, we're getting ready to go into a break. Your calls are welcome. We'll pick up here when we come back. It's number four. Recognize the federal policy, housing policy, has failed. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go to the phone lines. We stopped off with recognize the federal housing policy has failed, but we have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, doing pretty well. And how are you about that?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little bit low in the voice today, but I'm doing all right.
Well, it sounds to me like you're doing just fine. But anyway, I wanted to comment on the one point of that article you're reading where the authors say that trade agreements would help create economic opportunity in America. And I think the reality that we've seen for many years now is just the opposite. You know, because of trade agreements, you know, we used to be almost self-sufficient in food in this country. Mm-hmm. And now, because of the trade agreements, you know, most of the food we buy in the supermarkets now comes from foreign countries. We used to produce a lot of clothing in this country, but now due to the trade agreements, 95% of the clothing is produced in foreign countries, which means, you know, almost no opportunity for somebody in America that wants to make clothes. We used to produce a lot of furniture in this country, but now just about all the furniture is that we use in this country is made in foreign countries.
You know, that used to be North Carolina used to be known for that.
And I tell you, Jim DeMint, well, I guess he's from South Carolina. He's the president of the Heritage Foundation.
Yes, he is.
And he once sent me a fundraising letter saying that one of the things that he was most proud of was that he voted for free trade in spite of the fact that he knew that it would devastate the textile industry in South Carolina, the state he's from, and cause thousands of people to lose their jobs. So this is something I really against the Republicans for, is they are telling us that free trade is something good for us, something that will create economic opportunity for us, something that's traditionally American, whereas I have found in my study of the history of the thing that from Lincoln up till about the middle of the 20th century, the Republicans were strong supporters of protectionism, of tariffs on imports. Lincoln said that it was a good system because then people that were unpatriotic, that wanted to buy from foreign countries, would pay most of the taxes to support the federal government. The federal government was supported mostly by tariffs on imports in those days. And Theodore Roosevelt, the Republican president, he said that there should always be a tariff that would not allow, that would make it so that imported stuff could never undersell American-produced stuff. And the Republicans, and it's really, what I found from my study of the history of it, is it always been communists that support free trade.
Mm.
In 1848, Karl Marx made this speech where he said he was in favor of free trade because it would exaggerate the difference between the rich and the poor and cause more class warfare and thus be good for recruiting people into the socialist movement. And in 1963, the FBI agent Cleon Skousen put it in the Congressional Record that one of the current goals of the Communist Party USA was free trade with all nations.
Well, and I think trade agreements are one thing, but what we've got implemented is it's going again. It's not anything. I mean, it says free trade, but it's not free trade, and it's certainly goes against the U.S. businesses and people. So I think that what we need to do is do away with that or revamp it in some way, shape, size, or form. I agree with you 100% on that. We've seen what NAFTA and GATT and CAFTA and free trade and all that has done, particularly to the agriculture.
And I am convinced that NAFTA and GATT and all the other free trade agreements that they're coming up with now, they are in pursuit, they're in, what do you call it, in they are to implement UN Agenda 21.
Oh, I agree with you there 100%.
Yeah, UN Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing it deals with, before it gets into the environmental stuff, the first thing it says is the industrialized countries have to get rid of all their protectionist policies so that their wealth can be sucked out of them and given to the third world.
I agree. I'm going to go on because I've got some other callers holding, Joe. I appreciate the call. We have David from Indiana. David, how are you today?
I'm fine, ma'am. You know, I believe in keeping it simple, because I am.
And that's the problem, isn't it? It's anything but simple these days.
Well, I think you ought to take a look at government and all government agencies and personnel that are supportive of the Communist Manifesto. Put them into prison. You know, cut out those agencies. Either we're going to be a republic or we're going to be some form of a communist.
Well, they can't take over if the Republic would stand up and stop them. That's the problem.
And
the Republic's not standing up and stopping them.
And you can if you're supportive of this Communist Manifesto that we're just almost closed in supporting through our government.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, David. I appreciate that. Obviously, the Communist Manifesto goes against everything that we stand for in America under our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. First and foremost, is one of the top of the list is private property. And it seems like everything that happens here lately goes against that. Okay, let's go back to this list. Number four was recognize, which when I read this to you, you're gonna get a little chuckle out of it. Maybe not chuckle. Recognize that federal housing policy has failed. Just 2 years after bailing out the Federal Housing Administration with nearly $2 billion, the Obama administration announced last week that it will reduce the fees to FHA charges to insure mortgages. Nearly 7 years after bailing out Fannie and Freddie, the most the administration has done is support more of the same policies that bankrupted the companies and put taxpayers on the hook for trillions. The irony is that while these policies are supposed to make housing more affordable, they do the opposite. I think we've seen that with Obamacare. It is time to admit the federal housing policy has failed and long past the time to eliminate Fannie and Freddie, as well as to return to a smaller, more targeted role of the FHA. Now, what bailout has worked? That's what I found a little humorous in there. We haven't seen any of these bailouts that really, really work. Kind of like, what do they call it, being an enabler? Where you just help the alcoholic and he just keeps on and keeps on and you just keep feeding him and passing him the money to go buy his booze, and it just goes on and on and on. But nothing they've ever done has become better. When the government takes it over, it loses all kinds of efficiency. We've seen that in so much. And this health care issue, this forced insurance, it is not health care. I'm tired of calling it that. It's forced insurance. It is anything but about health care. And we'll get to that here. I think they talk about that a little bit later. Number five, make business tax reform an explicit priority. Make business tax reform. And it mentions, I'm not going to read it all to you, but it mentions in this, you know, when they tax the businesses, and you know, we've talked about it before, when they tax the corporations, it all falls on the consumers. Every one of us are the ones who pay that. It has to be that way. It gets passed along in the pricing and the cost of goods. Ease up consumer credit. I'm not going to read the details on all of them. I'm going to just kind of skim through here because there's 33 of them. Number seven, end export subsidies. Several of America's most successful multinational corporations regularly benefit from hundreds of millions of dollars in export subsidies. Taxpayers are ultimately on the hook for the loans and loan guarantees provided to foreign firms and foreign governments such as China, Russia, and Venezuela. For the purchase of U.S. exports, the discount financing puts domestic firms at a competitive disadvantage. The Export-Import Bank is a Depression-era relic, and its charter should be allowed to expire. Now, we talked about that a few months back. Number eight, constrain regulatory excess. Agencies frequently misled Congress and the public about the impact of regulations. They fail to properly perform scientific and economic analysis before imposing rules and repeatedly rig many of the analysis that are conducted. Reforms are needed to impose accountability on regulators and Congress, which too often delegates its responsibility for policy decisions to regulatory agencies. First and foremost, all new major regulations should be required to be explicitly approved by Congress in order to take effect. Well, amen. Fancy that. We want Congress to do their job. We want Congress to actually do their job. They've put all this on these bureaucratic departments. And these bureaucratic departments have been lying when they put in these regulations and these mandates regarding some of the things. Well, let's just talk about the EPA for one. They're going across with things that are not true. And you pay the fine. You pay the tax. You inherit their regulatory system. And it hurts your businesses, it hurts your farms, it hurts your households. And it goes on and on and on and on. Well, bring it to Congress and let them make the decision. I'm not sure I trust them 100%, but bully for them. Let's make them work. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410. Now, these aren't necessarily things that Obama's going to talk about. These are things that the Daily Signal says he should talk about. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training, Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Yeah, returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Before I go back to this report, I'm going to go to Rena from Missouri. Rena, how are you today?
Oh, fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if any of those educated or so-called educated people in Washington has ever read the Constitution or even looked at it.
I'd be surprised if half of them had.
Well, that should be a qualification for being in D.C.
Well, I agree. I agree. They should know it.
And Obama, he was against same-sex marriage, against abortion when he was being elected, when he was running. Now he's all for it. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And about half of the foreign trade, if we had half of our trade back here, the world would be in an excellent shape.
Well, you know, they're definitely not making the decisions for this nation. I mean, that's obvious that the decisions they're making are either lining their pockets or somebody else's pockets, but not the people of this nation.
Absolutely. It's all me, me, me. I don't think they realize what's in the Bible. They don't know what's in the Constitution, so we need some leaders.
Well, we do. We need some good men of integrity or women of integrity.
Absolutely.
We don't see that. We don't see that at all.
They're not even normal. They don't have any idea what life is about.
I agree.
That's my say.
Are you going to watch the State of the Union address next Tuesday?
Well, I will as long as I can.
Okay.
But I don't know how long I'm going to last.
Well, I guess we could put a timer on all of us and see who makes it to the finish line.
Right.
All right, Rena, I appreciate your call. Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. We'll go back to this article, and I'm just going to read some of the headlines here because we're only on number 9, and there's 33 of them. Protect Americans from Dangerous Environmental Overreach. And we're going to have some more folks on from the Heartland Institution where they have they are talking about this full speed ahead. If you remember, I had him on here, several months back, and we were talking about doing away with the EPA. And this was a man who was there when it got implemented. And he says it's become a bully, it's overstepping its bounds, and it needs to go back to the states. Well, bingo, bingo, bingo. That is exactly the way things are supposed to be run around here. The communities should be taking care of themselves, and the states should be taking care of the states. And all the U.S. government up in the D.C. area is supposed to do is just make sure we all get along. They're not supposed to be intruding in your lives, in your businesses. But they've become the Big Papa. But Big Papa doesn't make any money. I want you to realize that. It's not a business that it's making money. The only way the federal government gets any money is taking it away from you. So when you say you want government money, you're saying you want them to give you a little bit back of what you gave them. All right. We went sideways there. Let's start with energy now. She's on to a different topic. Open access to domestic and foreign markets. With its wealth and natural resources, the U.S. could offer even more opportunities to reap the economic benefits of domestic production by opening federal lands and federal waters that are currently off limits to exploration and development. Furthermore, the recent growth in domestic energy production has positioned the United States to export more energy. Free trade is imperative to a free society because it fosters economic growth and improves human well-being. Well, I'm going to disagree with the free trade. The president should show leadership and encourage his Department of Energy and Congress to treat energy like any other good or service. Oh, boy, that's a loaded comment, that is traded freely around the world and allow U.S. producers to export more energy by lifting restrictions and liquefied natural gases and on liquefied and natural gases and crude oil. I understand what they're saying, but free trade has not worked. Let's open up trade, but let's make it honest. Let's make it even. Let's make it equal. But let's protect the United States. It's been free for everyone except us. We already have free trade. It isn't working. So to use that in this paragraph, to use this under this, I don't get it. Somebody's going to have to sit down and explain it to me because it's obvious it's not working. Since all those have been implemented, just like Joe said, we can see that it is not working. Not for our benefit. Others are benefiting from it, but not the U.S. Moving on. Eliminating using taxpayer money to pick winners and losers in the energy marketplace. For far too long, the Department of Energy has attempted to use taxpayer money to drive technologies to the market, crippling the role of entrepreneurs and wasting billions of taxpayer dollars in the process. I won't finish that paragraph there, but that's what we're doing, and we have seen that. We have seen exactly what's going on with the EPA. Number 12, pull back in expensive, onerous regulations that provide little to no environmental benefit. Now, we have seen what the EPA is doing. We have seen that the EPA is running ramshod over everyone, and I think we have a caller. We have Les from Arizona. Okay. Les, how are you today?
Hey, good, Beth Ann. I'd like to take a little contrarian point of view on some of these things.
Okay.
From your previous caller. I believe that those bureaucrats up there and those people, they know the Constitution inside out. You cannot rip something apart. You have to know your enemy, and to them, the Constitution is the enemy.
Oh.
They know it inside out, and they know exactly where they can make gray areas, create gray areas, and they know exactly which judges they can go to, and they know exactly which issues to bring up. And in many cases, they, them, those, the bad guys, maybe I can't name them, they write briefs for both sides of an issue for a desired outcome. There's an attorney from New York, Stephen Black, when I brought that up to him, he was on another talk show several years ago, he said that's absolutely true. He said that's exactly what's happening. They understand Sun Tzu and von Clausewitz. They understand the art of war. To them, we are the enemy, and they know how we think. We don't know how they think. And there was a muskie fisherman, a muskie guide in St. Clair, in Michigan, Lake St. Clair, and he said something really, really, really profound. He was world-renowned, and if muskie fishermen know him, he said, first, in order to catch a muskie, you have to think like a muskie. And we have to think like tyrants, because that's what they are. And the only frustration that I see in that guy that's purported to be whatever he is, the only frustration is he has not destroyed us fast enough. He knows he's running out of time, and he hasn't destroyed us. And that's where his frustration and the frustration of this administration.
Why do you think it hasn't? Because they've done everything they possibly can, and not just this administration. This has been going on for a long time.
I'll tell you what I believe is going on here. I believe it's people like you and Derry Brownfield and Chuck Harder and Tom Valentine over the course of years, for the last 25 years. We're the penny on the railroad track. We're the ones that are slowing it down. Now, it may not seem much like it, but we really are, because, you see, they keep taking the three steps forward. This penny on the railroad track forces them to backtrack a quarter step or a half step or something like that. If we're not out here anymore, they're just going to run roughshod over us.
Well, and I think you're right. And even some of the other talk show hosts, they seem to have woke up to a degree. I don't see any of them talking about rural America, and I believe that there is a war against rural America. I don't know if you believe that or not, Les. But
absolutely. I'm in the farming area, in the rural area.
We're going into a break, but hang on, because I want to talk about that. Can you hang on for me, Les?
Yes.
All right. We're going into a break. I want to talk a little bit about rural America, because it is so important in all America. It's not about just being on the farm. It's about what it provides and what it does for this nation or any nation. Private property is important. Rural America is important to all America. 877-895-5410. And in broadband that we need, folks. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. When we were going into break, Les and I were just beginning to discuss about rural America. Now, Les, what I was going to say is I don't think everyone understands how important rural America is and that private property rights issue. And there's no other talk show that I know of. They'll cover all these things. They'll talk about what the Daily Signal writes or what Newsmax writes or WorldNet Daily and some of those that I bring out. They'll talk about what some of that is, some of the things that are going on, but they fail to understand the big picture. And the big picture is our rural America, which is all across. There's not one state in the 50 states that doesn't have rural areas, is under attack. They're doing everything they can to put the individual, the private farmer, small business owner, out of business, to take away the property, to stifle what's going on. Big corporation is taking over as far as agriculture. That's not good. It's just not good. And I don't think people understand the importance of rural America and private property. And what's your take on that, Les?
You're absolutely right, and that's what they're trying to do, is they just want the elitists to have total control of everything. Now, there's something out here that's hitting rural America that, where I grew up in northwestern Minnesota, where I have a place up there, is we don't have a water problem up there. We get enough rainfall, and the aquifers are, well, they're polluted now with GMO and Roundup, heaven only knows what else now. But the fact of the matter is they're going to control the water. With this, here's the thing, the rural water system. Now, if you have a farm, if you live on a farm and you have a well, and they run a pipe by your property that has rural water in it, you don't have to hook up to it. But once it's available to you, you can't use your water well anymore. You can't use your own water for your own use, because the concept is the state owns the water.
That's in Minnesota?
That's all over.
Well, you know, Agenda 21, they own the water from the time it falls from the sky and hits your rooftop.
Exactly. You can't even collect water off your rooftop now for your own private use, because that's going to affect the whole water table. This is what I keep trying to explain to folks about that, And that's the most basic thing. Now, that should be talked about by everybody. And
rain barrels. Do you remember, did your grandmother have a rain barrel in the backyard?
We had a cistern in the bottom of our house in a small town up in northwestern.
But a rain barrel that just catches the rainwater.
Yep.
They had, my grandmother had a rain barrel back there. Now, we didn't. We lived in Kansas City area, in Raytown, when I was growing up. But Grandma lived down in Bon Terre, Missouri. And she wasn't on a farm or anything, but I would call that rural Missouri. It's a little bitty old town down there. That was the lead mine area. And but she had a rain barrel out back, and that's what she used for, like, scrubbing the floors and shampooing her hair and that kind of thing. They used the rain. They used the rainwater.
And irrigating the garden.
Oh, absolutely. Well, our barrel wasn't too big, but it was just a barrel, you know.
You're absolutely right. Most people out here, including the people, the small businessmen that live on farms, at least half of them, you know, up in the area that I'm at, although they're waking, fortunately, a lot of them up there think that this the Clean Water Act is just fine, that the Wetland Act is just fine.
They don't understand. They don't understand the crust of it, do they?
They don't understand that, you know, you're going to violate the Wetlands Act if you take and dump empty your coffee or cold thermos behind the combine.
You know, they don't understand that.
They're starting to now because of what happened in North Dakota when they came in with this Ducks Unlimited thing to basically seize all the private property through these PPOs.
Well, we talk about the unintended consequences of a minimum wage hike. And what's going to happen to businesses? You know, everybody wants to make a little more money, but it not if it's going to put your employer out of business. But
exactly.
the consequences that will come with these things through Agenda 21, like the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act and all this and that, those are intended consequences by those who are perpetrating them. Absolutely intended to ruin private property, to take away your control of your lives. You know, I'm kind of inspired. Maybe I should go find me a rain barrel and put it in the backyard.
Exactly. And could I end with one thing here? Richard Mack needs our prayers. Richard was in the hospital for a day or two, and maybe you can get a hold of Richard. And he's okay. He's fine. He just needs some time to recover.
Okay. He didn't have a heart attack. He had stents put in, or did he have both? Because I have not heard from him.
I can't verify either way. Last I heard last night, about 8 o'clock last night.
Of course, I've been in and out, you know, out more than in here lately with the death of my mother. So I have kind of lost touch. I need to contact him and make sure he knows we're praying for him. I appreciate it, Les. Thank you so much. You know, folks, we're running out of time. I'm only on to number 11 here, but when we listen, and I do challenge you to listen, take notes. Pay attention to what gets said. Pay attention to what you hear when you listen to this, not just the State of the Union address, but all the commentators thereafter and what they say and what they're telling us. When we list this list, these 33 things here, you can see how out of hand big government has become. And if you live in the city, and you don't understand what's happening to rural America, you need to find out. Because what's happening in rural America affects all of America. As one of the callers said earlier, you know, the majority of our food doesn't even come within anymore. What's wrong with that picture, folks? We talk about the energy. We talk about the oil coming from outside. We could provide our own oil, our own fuel. What about our food? And he mentioned the GMOs. What about that with Monsanto? Maybe we need to be paying more attention, Republic, to what's going on. Now, we can talk about all kinds of things. We can chase all kinds of rabbits down the road. But the bottom line is, we're losing our liberties. We're losing our freedoms. We're losing independence and becoming dependent on a centralized government in D.C., and we were never, ever intended to be governed in such a fashion. No one knows better what you need in your county than you do, than your neighbors. No one knows better what Missouri or Illinois needs than those who live in Missouri and Illinois. And those D.C. occupiers are not supposed to be making decisions for your livelihoods and your businesses and your health. That's not their job. Their job was very simple, as Richard Mack pointed out in his Where Are You a David? And I still have those books. Folks, we got to pay attention to what, if they consider us the enemy, we need to consider them the enemy. And we need to pay attention to what they're saying and what they're doing, and we need to get active. A republic only works if the republic is active and doing something to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921. 800-473-7921.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.